We need to put this increment in perspective. First of all, the increment is in recognition of the fact that the planned troop level in the year 2006 was 8,000. And we have never attained that troop level. So it is in recognition of that, that troop level, I think, has been approved. But secondly, that the dynamics within the mission area have changed since that time, and that possibly that even if we had the 8,000 right from the word go, there would be need to, you know, review and see whether the 8,000 that were planned for at that time would still be enough to carry on the tasks. But finally, and I think most importantly, it's just not about the number of troops, but rather that the troops will work as a catalyst. They act as a catalyst for to create an environment for the dialogue to take place. For all those who are interested in peace in Somalia, for all those who are interested in dialogue in Somalia, to dialogue and go back to their residences or wherever they come from without fear, without being scared. So it's just not about the troops alone, but rather that the Somalis themselves have got a will and a commitment to dialogue. And then the troops will just be a catalyst in terms of creating an enabling environment for the Somalis to talk. That's the way I look at it.
Some are suggesting that increasing troop levels rather worsens the situation because the Somalis see them as occupiers rather than peace enforcers, after some of them accuse the AMISOM troops of killing ordinary civilians and shelling the areas. So they said they want things to be left to the Somalis to resolve their problem, and increasing troop levels is not necessarily the answer to the problems. What do you say to that?
I don't know which Somalis you are talking about who are complaining about the AMISOM causing collateral damage in Mogadishu. We've talked about this a number of times, and I can only repeat what I had already said, that AMISOM is not responsible for any collateral damage in this country, but rather that the forces, the violent armed forces, opposed the peace process are the cause of that. But having said that, it is also true that the increment of the troops surely will not in any way change the situation on the ground in terms of the small faction, the faction that is holding the people of Somalia to ransom, to have a deep impact on the population. The population has decided on where they want to go. The population wants peace. They yearn for it. They want it yesterday, not tomorrow. So we will work with the bigger majority of the population that are interested in peace to deliver peace to them. Those others who are not interested in the peace, I think eventually history will have to send them where they belong, in the dungeon of history, of the wrong side of humanity. So I think we don't need to get so much worried about those who are against the presence of AMISOM, because they are a minority. And because they are a minority and they benefit from the chaos, if the majority of the people want peace, I think the Somalis will get peace.
Well, Major Bahuku, the issue of reviewing AMISOM's policies, President Museveni said, is quoted as saying that AMISOM soldiers are confused because they are not allowed to carry the fight on to the insurgent, rather than he wanted the mandate to be changed in order for things to move in the proper way they want it to. What is AMISOM's reaction to such statement, and what will AMISOM request that the international community, particularly the African heads of state, do to help improve the situation on the ground?
There is no single panacea for the conflict in Somalia. I think whatever suggestions, whatever ideas that are available should be put on the table, and consultations and discussions go on. At the end of the day, all those solutions, I think, will be applied. It is not possible that you are just going to pick any single solution and you say dialogue alone, or military combat alone, or the other possibility alone. I think we need to look at all of them and apply them where it is necessary, carrot and stick where it is necessary, for those who surrender on part of those who have been, you know, armed and acting violently, if they denounce violence and are willing to talk, so let it be. But I think there is also a point from those who are advancing the argument of possibly engaging these elements militarily to scatter them. For the simple reason that for the last 3.5 years that AMISOM has existed in Somalia, we have advanced that argument. We have requested, we have an address. There are so many other contact groups where these people could have come and possibly advance their arguments and, you know, debates, but they are not willing. And I think that's where the argument of those who are advocating for possibly a military solution together with other possible alternatives have a point. But as people who have been in the mission area, our job as the troops is to implement what the African Union Commission decides. Whatever decision they take and they hand them down to us, we'll be ready and willing to execute them, the latter.